Hey, it's Peter. Before we hit the theme music, let's address the glitter-covered elephant in the room. Gays and dwerking. If you've ever opened up Instagram and been hit with a slow-mo video of a man flopping his business around like he's auditioning for Cirque du Soleil, congrats, you're on the gay internet. Welcome to Apocalypse and Avocados, where we dwerk harder than we work and nobody's camera roll is safe. Theme music before Carissa gets us banned for public indecency.
Apocalypse and Avocados.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados, Chaos Crew, Doom Scrollers, whatever else we're calling you this week. It's Peter here and we're back refreshed. How you guys feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling so refreshed.
I'm feeling really good. I can't believe it's been a couple weeks. This is wild.
I'm feeling fucking sweaty as fuck. I don't know about you, but this weather's been nuts.
No, I thought that's what you meant by refreshed, moist.
Refreshed, freshly washed.
Yeah, freshly washed and fucking sweat.
Yes, exactly.
It's humid.
Taints are extremely moist today.
Oh, the smells.
Yes, the smells. We didn't ghost you. We're still in the group chat and we're back better than ever, as far as I'm concerned. And the sweat rings around the shirt. We got those to prove it.
You know what's the worst? Titty sweat. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Just saying.
Underboob sweat.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you got to wear a fucking bra being a fucking woman.
Yeah.
So I sweat all fucking day for no reason.
I probably need a bra. I make smiley faces with my sweat.
If you wore a bra, then you'd have mold under there. It's not a good time.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been a little bit of time away. Sorry about that. We anticipated dropping some mini episodes. Life got caught up with us and just the humidity. No one really wants to do anything when they're sweating from places they didn't even know they could sweat from. But yeah, we're back better than ever and we're ready to talk about dwerking.
Dwerking.
Oh, dwerking.
Dwerking.
So for a lot of us, we don't even know what the fuck that means. But Sean, you want to enlighten us here?
Okay, so in my research for science, I've come across two different definitions of dwerking. One is dramatic desk twerking, which, like, I see how that applies. However,
that sounds like an HR nightmare either way.
All of the videos that I have seen that are labeled dwerking are of men flopping their appendages around.
Why are we being, what do you call that, reserved about it?
Let's go back. It's all of men flopping their peens around.
Peens.
Dongs.
Helicoptering, well, that shit.
Okay, I have a confession.
That's part of it. That's one of the moves.
What's your confession?
Lesbians do that too.
That's what I was going to get into, because also trans women are doing it now too.
Trans women, they have the appendage still. No, they don't.
Some.
No, they do.
Some do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, but how are lesbians doing this with dildos and strap-ons?
Strap-ons. It's so much fun.
So that's what I was also going to say. It's gone insane to the point that people are putting stuff in their pants to make it like look like they have this massive penis, and they're flopping it around, and it looks like there's this one guy, and I'll link it to the episode or something, but it goes down to his knee. And you have to look for where it is in the video. And then also you see it and you're like, what the fuck?
Is that a double-sided ding-dong?
I hope it's not real.
It has to be. It can't be real.
That's bigger than a baby arm.
Ew.
Could you imagine?
No, I don't want to. No, that sounds painful.
Poor man or woman, whatever. God.
Like, how do you...
Ugh.
Do you get lightheaded when you get erect? Do you even see it?
Oke, I can show you guys because I have it pulled up.
It's like the button quail guy. I'm pretty sure all of our listeners have seen
it. Oh my God, he pulled it up.
Ew.
No way.
Oh,
there's
God.
No fucking way.
So first off, I want to start with the fact that he's black. And this is a...
That's the only reason anyone would believe it might be real.
It's still not believable because of all the black penises I've seen, I've only seen one big one.
Like a massive one like that. You mean?
Not like that. That looks like you can resuscitate somebody through the ass, but that was not cute. But it's, yeah, it's a common misconception that all black men are big.
That was almost the length of his fucking leg.
That so was the length.
This is why the gays are obsessed with that.
Okay, John, we have to be descriptive. This is an Asian man with no ass. He's flopping around what he thinks is a big peen. It's not small. But
they're all wearing the gray sweatpants.
Yes, that's...
That's the thing, huh?
That seems to be part of it from my research.
So lesbians are doing this with strap-ons.
Oh.
Ew.
They're doing the same exact thing, that dance with the gray sweatpants, and they're strapping on appendages.
But doesn't that, like... Not even. I don't care. Doesn't that hurt the clit?
I don't know. I've never done that.
You're supposed to be a resident lesbian. You've never helicoptered a peen. You should go try it.
I have.
Well, leave the room.
But not with this. I've never done it with the sweatpants on. I'm not going to try it when you leave the room.
Yeah, you got to tell us.
I don't have any of my gear here.
This is a scientific
discovery. For science, can I show you the gayest thing ever?
Oh, what do we have?
Yeah.
Why are you dworking with your bro?
Okay, that's a little weird.
Okay, so it is two straight men. One looks like Douche Canoe because he's wearing a backwards white hat with the sleeves that were clearly ripped off on his shirt, with leopard print shorts that come up to his taint. And then his best friend is wearing a New York t-shirt and black semi-short shorts, flopping around, and it looks like his peen is almost at the seams. So we know that this isn't real. And then they're both white. So, yeah. I don't know about this.
Not a good time.
No, it's not a good time to look at either. It's like assaulting your retinas when you open your phone.
It's only about 10 seconds and it just repeats over and over again.
Yeah.
It's about as a straight person with
The one with the darker shorts doesn't even look like he knows what he's doing.
I imagine it fucking hurts. I can't imagine that feels good, just flopping your junk around.
It's not real.
But even if it's not real, you're flopping something in there around at your junk.
That probably hurts.
Yeah, hit yourself in the balls.
You know that the biggest asshole white man in those pants, like the douchey guys that you automatically see on the street, you're like, oh, that guy's an asshole. I don't want to talk to him. Have the smallest penises. They really do. You see them and you're like, that's it. They pull it out all proud. And you're like, that's all? I've worked this hard to get you in the bed and this is all? That's all I get? The booby prize? Fucking terrible.
Well, I don't know why this came to mind, but what about people that are into titty fucking?
Carissa, you care to comment on that?
I honestly have never done that with a strap on to a girl. That would just be weird. It's not real. I don't know.
It's weird either way.
It's real though, because some gay guys do it.
What?
Uh-huh.
Wait.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the fat gay guys.
Mm-hmm. Some of them.
Yeah, they like squish their cleavage together.
Oh,
their man chichis.
How is this it? I don't understand it.
I don't understand the appeal.
How does that feel good?
I don't know.
Is it just because it's warm? Because flashlights are warm if you put them in the microwave.
Cute to...
Hands can be warm, too.
Yeah.
Thrust it at someone's chin. I just don't understand it.
It just seems like an accident waiting to happen.
It sounds like an ER story that you can't explain.
Oh, God. You've seen those shows. Oh, my... Why is it always a guy doing something stupid with his dick? Just
always.
Saying.
Or his ass.
Is. Because that's where his brain is. Yeah. Why are you shoving shit in your ass?
And why are you shoving your dick in random holes like a fucking gas tank on your car? Like, listen, who does that?
Just try having sex with a guy just once if you want to know what something in your ass feels like. Or ask your girlfriend to put something up there, like a dildo. Don't shove light bulbs and like other items from around the house in your butt.
Yeah, just get pegged. That's fine.
No one's going to judge you.
I'm judging
you. I might, a little bit.
Live your best life, I mean.
Have you seen Hunting Wives on Netflix?
I have not watched it yet. You guys told me that it was like porno. Oh my God.
It is the most sapphic.
Not just sapphic.
Gay-ish.
There's going to be a point where you get really, and I don't care who's listening, spoiler alert, if you're going to watch it. There's a point where you see one of the hunting wives and she likes the other hunting wife, but she pegs her husband. Like, you don't actually see the action, but her husband's the chief of police, so now you all know what character it is. But
I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, you watch it happen.
It's the show is so crazy that you just have to keep watching it. You're like, now that I've started, I have to know how this whole thing turns out.
So I guess I got to start watching it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
We have just one episode left, I think.
Yeah, we haven't watched it because it's so strange.
That, and I'm like, I don't know how they're going to wrap things up in one episode right now.
Yeah, there's a lot that was going on. You don't know how. I don't know how they're going to wrap it up, but it's probably going to be in a dildo package.
Jesus.
I've seen more lesbian sex in it than I ever needed to in my life. I know how it's done. I don't ever need to see it.
Well, I guess I'm missing out then.
Remember the first episode of Sense8?
Oh,
it like
God.
Opened with the dildo falling on the ground.
Oh yeah, with the floor. Couple.
I don't remember that, and I remember that show.
I can't remember the girlfriend's name. I can't remember either of their names, to be honest.
It starts with an A.
I know. I wanted to call her like Amara something.
Yeah, it's not Amara Watt. That was from 13 Reasons Why. But yeah, the girl is having sex with the trans woman, and then she pulls off the strap on and tosses it on the floor after they finish, and there's like juices all over it.
Oh, that sounds like a great beginning to a show.
Yeah, it was a good introduction.
Actually, just posted something about that show on our Facebook group.
That show was raunchy, but was great in all the wrong ways.
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong show.
It's the one where they're all like mentally connected across the countries.
Okay, yes, I am thinking of the right show. I remember this show, but I don't remember that scene.
Yeah, it was like one of the very first few scenes in the
they have sex, one of them has sex, they all mentally have sex together.
Oh, they all do. Yeah. Okay. I remember this. Okay. Might have to rewatch this. This is interesting. Could you imagine, though, being connected to that many people mentally, and when somebody is doing one thing, everybody has to do it?
Yeah. With my luck, it would be when I'm in the middle of some kind of important meeting at work, and then all of a sudden my eyes roll to the back of my head.
Yeah, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's there.
Or I'm teaching an exercise class, and all of a sudden I have to leave the room.
Boom. Boom. Donald Trump's face with his orange mushroom.
That's terrible.
So now that we know what dorking is.
Listen, dorking is not just about the flop. It's a lifestyle.
It is not a lifestyle. It is an assault. I feel like I need to call human resources.
It's an assault.
Think of it as the gay answer to CrossFit. Pointless, painful, and somehow community building.
No, I don't see it. It's gross. You shouldn't open up your TikTok or whatever you're watching and see someone's peeing flopping at you, and you're just like stunned as if it was in the room hitting you in the forehead.
You do realize now that we've all discussed this, that our phones are going to all search that algorithm when we go on our For You page.
Yeah, probably.
We're fucked.
It's there already for me.
Jesus.
I don't need to.
What
see
do
it.
You watch on your For You?
I don't watch, like, anything that you shouldn't see comes up on mine. That's it.
They just think you're a raunchy person.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I watch some of this stuff, it's for scientific purposes. Yeah.
It's always for science.
It's the voices.
Sometimes you're enthralled by looking at this, but it's not for anything good. You're just like, oh, I hope that falls off. Or yeah, I hope they get hit with something.
Can I tell you something that I get wrapped up in all the time?
Porn.
It's a secret hidden pleasure.
Porn.
I don't need porn. My life is porn. But anyways, the eating videos. Like those people that eat tons of food.
Oh, the mukbangs.
But also there's like American people that do it. They go all around the world to these restaurants and they do their food challenges.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
it's
them.
A couple. It's a guy and a girl. And they do the eating challenges at all these places. And this girl's got to be 150 pounds soaking wet. Mm. She's shredded. And she just devours like fucking piles of food. It's disgusting, but I can't help but watch it.
It is gross. She eats like an American everywhere she goes.
Yes.
Before we venture away from the topic of dwerking, I just want to give you guys a fun fact. In 2025, a study found that 87% of gay men have filmed themselves dwerking.
Okay, it's believable.
And 100% have watched at least one flop compilation before breakfast.
less believable. I always, like, when I see it, I flick.
You've can't. Seen it.
Yeah, but I didn't watch it.
For science, Peter. For science.
Yeah, for science. How many TikToks can I see before I'm absolutely disgusted? It only takes 3 seconds.
There's but you're going to have so many notes for science.
There's one that constantly comes up on my TikTok and Instagram. It's these two guys. One is the gay guy's straight best friend, and they are in, like, cheerleading skirts. And they're doing it.
Yeah.
You've seen them?
The Australian guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're, one of them's straight and one of them's gay. And they do the Rancho Cucamonga one from Bring It On. And they're dancing. And then they do the one from William McKinley from Glee. And they do when Santana, Naya Rivera, everyone do the I Say a Little Prayer for You.
Oh, yeah.
That dance. But he's so gay. The straight one is so gay.
Yeah.
He's so feminine. It's so good, though. You should watch it.
Wait, so the
more masculine looking one is the gay one?
The blonde one.
Really? I thought it was the other way.
No, the blonde one is.
Huh.
Strange how that works.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him, though, because he has, like, really bad skin, but it was because he was a habitual drug user, so he has the craters, and now he's sober.
Ugh.
But I like when he talks, but he seems like a douche.
We're not judgy, are we?
Okay, so when you think of Australia, what do you think, like, the men? What do they do for a hobby?
Surf. No, I don't know. I think that's, like, the stereotype. That's not necessarily what I think.
Well, I'm going to go real stereotypical here. They're hunting kangaroos.
Oh, my God.
That's racist, Chris.
Not stereotypical. All I think of when I hear Australia is kangaroos.
Yeah.
Fighting people.
So Sean had it right. He's a surfer, but he looks like your typical surfer. And I don't know how a shark hasn't eaten him just to fucking get rid of him.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, back to real life. Working. I can't. Sorry. I feel like it's going to hit me in the eye. Guess that's just me.
Stay away from the screen.
Do they do this for money on OnlyFans?
Yes.
What? Really? Mm-hmm.
And people pay for this.
Yes.
What the fuck am I doing?
So let's play a game.
I need to strap it on and fucking work.
Let's play a little imagine, game.
Let's see how much money I can make. Should we do it?
Yeah, you should do a challenge.
Let's do a challenge. I'm not kidding. So here's the challenge, okay? I'm going to create an OnlyFans account, and I'm going to get the biggest strap-on I can find. And I'm going to put on gray sweatpants, and I'm just going to work for hours on end and see how much I can make.
Yes.
I'm not joking. Exhausting. This is...
Yeah, for science.
For science.
Exactly.
It's good cardio.
And she gets, like, one that's down to her knees and it hits her in the face and knocks her out. People will pay for that. If you can dream it, there's a market for it on OnlyFans.
All right, ready? Here's the goal. 4 weeks, 6-pack. Oh, I'm going to be shredded.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be shredded.
You got this.
Sean, you should do it too. Go do it.
Thanks.
Mainly because I need more money to spend in Europe. And you know how to suppress it because that's what you do for a job.
Well, listen, suppressing it will help us make money.
No, suppressing it so that you don't get fired. Make sure you build up enough of a following so you can just do that recreationally.
All right, let's play a game. Is this a dwerk or work? So you're guessing whether the title that I'm going to read to you is a job posting title or a dwerking video.
I didn't know they had names.
Me either.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Moisture extraction specialist.
That's dwerk.
That sounds like you need to go to an esthetician, I guess.
That's a real job.
Get the fuck out of here. What moisture are they testing for?
Or a towel washer.
Where are they taking it from?
What is happening?
It's for a towel washer.
Ew.
Ew.
That's gross. Keep your fucking job.
Plumber lays massive pipe.
That's like a porno.
Yeah, that does sound like a porno. I think I actually saw a porn with that name before.
That's a dwerk video for OnlyFans.
Oh, my God.
Massive pipe. If you have to tell people that your dick is massive, it's probably not. Say.
Executive meat handler.
That's definitely work.
That's a butcher.
Yes.
Sounds disgusting.
It's a real butcher listing.
Be a handler. Sexy.
I would never want that to be my title.
You should see some of these pornos, like what they name them.
They clock in, cock out.
That sounds like a porn.
That's a porn.
He's clocking in with his cock.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's fucking smacking it right at the clock in screen.
He's working right at it. It's got a dick print, not even like the fingerprint scanner. That sounds painful.
Thank God there's hand sanitizer at the time clocks at my job.
Why? You're just going to hit dicks against it.
There's near a fingerprint the hand sanitizer.
One. There's a clit one for the women.
This is so ridiculous.
You have to bend over and then push up against it. Oh, why would you bend over?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
Wait, why?
The clit
wait.
Is in the top, right? I'm wrong.
You
have clearly never seen a vagina.
I've seen them. I have no incentive to touch them.
It's like a pearl. It's at the top.
Yeah, see, I was right. I know anatomy.
So good in health class.
It's a button.
Speaking of health class, you remember having to fill out the different parts of the penis and the vagina? Like the scientific terms? Totally failed the male one. Got 100 on the female one. Should have known.
Should have known.
Should have known.
Chris is just like, there's a button there. Button.
This button is the one I want to push all the time.
All right. Chicken nugget ambassador.
What the fuck?
Is that an Asian one?
That's a dwerk.
That's a dwerk.
It's a weird McDonald's promo job.
Done by an Asian with a small peen.
All right. Last one.
But hold on, rewind. Common misconception, not all Asian men have tiny peens. Please go ahead.
Professional lap sitter.
That sounds like a woman who is doing a night job.
I don't know. I feel like that could be dwerking.
It's a dwerk.
It's both. Think Santa at the mall and also a certain subgenre on OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
Do they pay people to sit on laps?
Apparently.
What the fuck am I doing working a 9-to-5?
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about this.
I could be Santa.
There are literally 12-year-olds getting paid to play video games online. And we are getting up every day and clocking in and doing a 9-to-5.
Wow.
So I want to say, side note, we will have an OnlyFans creator coming on so we can ask these questions. However, what? Professional lap sitter?
I'm taking notes.
Yeah. I know there are professional cuddlers.
I'm going into a new profession. Oh, I knew there were professional cuddlers. I've seen that before online.
But you can't do that on OnlyFans. Or maybe you can.
Maybe
I
you
don't
can.
Know.
Listen, there are people who
I don't want
to subscribe to watch girls sleep.
That's serial killer status.
That's creepy shit.
There's girls who will... They'll go on, and I'm sure there are guys that do it too, but I've heard about the women who do it. They'll go, they'll film themselves, they go to bed, and like people just watch them sleep. The camera rolls as they
The camera rolls as the murderer comes into the house because he knows you're sleeping, because you're live streaming this. Why does no one think of these things?
People are insane.
Why the fuck do you do this for money? How many locks do you have on the door? So many questions. So many questions. How fucking dumb can you be? Anyway, that's weird. How much do they pay? I'm interested.
I don't know.
That was like 20 questions in less than 30 seconds.
Yeah, that was a lot.
I can't answer
which
all
one,
of those.
Which one should I answer first?
How much do they pay? That's all we're concerned with.
That's the most important one.
Yes. Money.
Money, money, money.
Must be funny. Anyway,
in a dwerker's world.
Yeah. How the fuck? How much? You should find that out. How much do they pay?
How much on OnlyFans or just in general?
How much do they pay to watch someone sleep on OnlyFans? Or is it on OnlyFans?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
I knew he was looking this up.
Yeah. That I want to know. Because I could sleep. I could do that.
Peter's ready to start a new profession.
Yes. I could sleep in whatever outfit. You might see sweat. But I will sleep in whatever outfit. No, no. Dirty maid, no. Good.
He's taking it to a whole nother level here. He's thinking about outfits.
Yeah. You know that it's all in the outfit. That's how you make the more content because people get bored of just looking at you, so you have to put on pasties or something.
All right.
Or a dinosaur onesie.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't even believe this. All right. If you're wondering how much does it cost to subscribe to watch someone sleep online, Twitch subscriptions, depending on tier, are around $4.99, $9.99, or $24.99 a month, depending on the streamer's setting and Twitch tiers.
Setting.
Mm-hmm.
Like they sat on a cake first.
No, setting. Like they're. I don't know if that's like their the setting that they're sleeping in or the setting of their profile, because it doesn't.
That's where I was going with this. The setting that they're sleeping in.
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about.
So they're sleeping on a big fat Chinese guy, so that pays more, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Sleep in a dungeon.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh. With a blow up doll next to you.
That could be fun.
Ah, see.
There's more.
$15.99.
That's great.
A minute.
Sleep streamers can earn substantial income not just from subscriptions, but through donated gifts and subscriber inflation during these broadcasts.
So the currency exchange and gifts.
And on TikTok, they do it as well, and they get gifted. These gifts clothes, range from 50 diamonds. Cents to $600.
Go to bed. I'll set up the camera and then I'll leave the room. Go
Perfect.
To bed.
Okay. And I'm going to quit my job.
Yes.
TikTok takes about 50% commission, but despite the cut, Boehm, I could be saying that wrong, reportedly pulls in around $50,000 per month.
All right. Get the cameras. I'm sold.
That's terrible. How the fuck am we now? I could make some good noises while I'm sleeping.
The best platforms to do this on are Twitch and TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
How do you do it on TikTok?
On live, TikTok live.
How long does that last though?
I have no idea.
I don't know if you can do a live that long. Hours?
And you have to have so many followers to do a live. I know that.
Yeah. That's weird. I don't know. Twitch.
Yeah, because it says live gifts. So it has to be. I know that like, certain profiles are running lives all day. The people who they scoop the stuff out of the
litter boxes.
No, they have the big like, bowl thing that like shakes the stones and crystals around, and then they put the scoop in, and whatever they pull out, the person that they've called their name gets, or like the people who sell the bags or the hair extensions on there, they'll be running lives showing the different things all day long.
How am I missing this? What are these crystals? The questions are starting. Again.
Like the healing crystals and like the jade eggs and
the jade eggs. Where do straight men shove those jade eggs for the healing?
Up the poop chute.
Yeah, probably. Just stay out of my ER.
Nurse Rachel.
Stop giving people ideas.
I don't need to give them ideas. Straight men shove things in their ass all the time.
Well, yeah, they put things in all different places. What about the guy I sent that put the incense?
Did he want it to smell fresh?
He wanted his pee to smell better.
How does that work?
What the fuck?
How does
he
that
put
work?
Incense in his pee hole and let it burn down to there in hopes that it would make his pee smell better?
What?
This was one of the Nurse Rachel videos I sent.
Inject Listerine. It sounds less painful.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. That sounds pretty painful, too. But I don't think I would do either.
You got the people that get... for all of you people out there who have never had gonorrhea, I am one of you because I've never had it. However, I know what they do to test it, and they shove this cotton swab in your pee hole.
Yeah.
So imagine shoving a fucking Tinder piece in your pee hole and then letting it burn down to ash so your freaking pee smells better.
Who the fuck thinks to do that?
Where's the logic?
Idiots.
There's none.
You smell like burnt flesh because the ash gets there and then it burns your fucking urethra.
Oh my God.
I don't understand. Like, the logic isn't logicing.
There's no fucking logic.
None whatsoever.
My brain tries to justify these actions, and it's just, this one, it's like, does not compute. I'm trying to protect you straight men from yourself. Find the button. Find
I feel like straight men just do dumb things when they drink, too.
Well, that's a given. Yes. Yeah.
So that might have been something that happened along those lines.
But do you notice that straight men get loaded and then they start playing with their asshole? Like, just do
yes,
it.
Yes, they shoot fireworks out of their ass.
Yeah, just
I've
do it when
that.
You're sober. You don't need the liquid courage. Just touch yourself. Anyway, moving on.
Let's talk a little bit about work. Work sucks. I know. But did you know that the average person spends 90,000 hours at work in their lifetime?
It's depressing.
Are they sleeping? Are they streaming it?
If they're sleeping on OnlyFans
that's
or streaming
say, that's
it,
90,000
then it's
fucking chances
great.
To work.
Ew. If you sleep for 90,000 hours on OnlyFans, do you realize how much money you've just made?
Yeah.
Do you realize?
It's a lot of money.
Just sleep for the 90,000. Meditate. Be like one of those, the Buddhas that, not Buddhas.
Oh, the monks.
The monks that like hibernate in the tree for 90,000 hours.
Yeah. Oh my God, that sounds awful.
Do they eat?
Allegedly, they don't. But there was this one that, it was like a young kid. They were thinking he was a prophet. And he was, said that he was going to sleep in the tree for a year. And he was going to meditate. And he was in the tree for a year. But at night, the monks would come and bring him food.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Interesting.
So he did eat it just like in the morning, they would go back and.
Were they silent monks?
I guess.
I need to know how they cue the food.
The bell.
I don't think it works that way. You can make noise when you're chewing. Or they just eat a lot of noodles.
He's just making hand signals up in the tree.
They're not allowed to slurp.
In the shape of a burger.
Nom, 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 nom.
We're going to hell.
Yes.
Absolutely.
90,000 hours. Fuck that.
90,000 hours is miserable.
Listen, like I said, work sucks. Everyone's job is feeling pretty toxic these days. So if you can't quit, just work at your desk and hope that HR is gay. Or if you're a woman, hope they're a lesbian.
I feel like the lesbian would be apt to report you to HR.
Yes.
No, if they are HR, though, just hope that they liked it.
But if they're a lesbian, I don't think they would.
If lesbians are doing it.
Oh, if it's a lesbian doing it to another lesbian, then maybe.
Is that like a mating call?
I guess.
Is that like aggressively making out in the lighting aisle of Home Depot?
That doesn't sound like fun at all.
No.
It does sound like a lesbian stereotype, but doesn't sound fun to me at all. So oh my God, babe, look at these lights. Let's make out.
That sounds like something lesbians would do. Pick out a light fixture and then they're like, oh my God, you look so good in this light.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah, see, so don't judge yourself. Anyway, 90,000 hours. That's 246 days of your life. 246.
That doesn't sound right. That sounds like it's not enough.
90,000 divided by 360.
No, I'm saying that maybe the 90,000 hours is not the right number because
no, I did the math wrong. The math is not mathing correctly. I'm stupid and I've been drinking. So please continue.
No more math.
Carissa, do you have any like desk exercise type things that people can do if they're not able to just do something to get themselves moving during the day?
Squats. Push-ups on the side of your desk, which I don't know why anybody would do that, but I've done it.
Can you imagine if the sturdiness of your desk, like the cubicle, you just take out your friend's cube?
It happened.
Oh my God.
I didn't take out the cube, but the whole thing shifted when I was like, oh fuck.
You're like, this is not a good idea.
And then you go to the other side to even it out.
The person on the other side goes, hey, what's happening? You okay?
It's an earthquake. You didn't
I was like,
it?
Oh, sorry. I was just moving something and I hit the desk.
Oh my God. The earth moved between us. So the math, the correct math, because I'm an idiot, is 3,750 days.
Okay, that sounds more accurate.
A lot of fucking days.
Yeah. I can't. No. Spend at least 3,000 of those sleeping and filming it.
And then it'll be worthwhile.
Yeah. So how many? So you said that it was $10 a subscription, right?
They varied between $4.99, $9.99, and $24.99.
Okay. So if you multiply this, because you're going to make that money every single day.
Just so everybody knows, Peter's over here Medea-ing it, like, on a calculator with one hand.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Ooh,
he hits you!
So if you multiply that by 10, that's your amount of subscription per...
No. Per person.
Yeah, per
Think
person.
Think about it, per person. If you have five people paying the minimum...
And that's every month.
And that's every month.
Yeah.
It's not like a one-time fee.
That's $37,000 a fucking month.
Yeah, what the
well,
fuck are we doing?
That's what I was saying. That guy, I think it's a guy because I think it says Jakey. Was Jakey Boehm or Boehm? I don't know how to
Jacking
say
it. Jacking who? What?
I don't know how to say their name. Sorry to anyone who watches them sleep. But they pull in about $50,000 per month. That's how much some people make in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
These Gen Z's got it figured out with the crazy shit that people watch. Like, you saw the one where they're selling feet pics, their mother's feet pics, and then they buy her a brand new Maybach.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Shit. We're in the wrong business. My feet are pretty.
Oh, you better start selling feet pics.
And no one wants to see that.
Just said they were pretty.
They are pretty. They're pretty to me. And then I show them, and they look like Marjorie Taylor Greene's feet. Where they're all high-fiving at the same time.
Troglodyte feet.
Look up MGT's feet if you guys have not seen that.
Why does he have ugly feet?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, sorry.
That fucking human Shrek thing.
I don't know why my brain computed MGK when you said that.
I don't think I'd want to see his feet either. I'm just saying. I'm not a foot person, but I don't want to see his feet.
Yeah, I'm not really into the whole foot thing myself.
He dwerks.
Oh, yeah. That's a good example of who dwerks. Bad Bunny dwerks on stage.
Bad Bunny does dwerk on stage all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to stop.
Rauw Alejandro does it too.
They need to stop. So, Bad Bunny, he's a very attractive man, but that peen is not big enough to be dwerking.
In the video I saw, it looked like it was relatively large.
No.
See what Sean's doing in bed next to you at night?
Yeah, I know. We've been together for 12 years. He just watches dwerking on repeat.
He's waiting for you to do it for him.
No. It's aggressive and unnecessary. So it's not happening. Anyway, now we'll leave that to the straight people because that's where their brain is and they like get rattles every time they shake it. Makes them feel alive.
It's funny because there's a bunch of straight people that do it too. There's videos up here. Wife caught me dwerking. Why?
And I bet she was enthralled.
You know, what it makes me think of? It makes me think of stuff that we've talked about before. People who just come out and they flop their penis from side to side or they do the helicopter thing. And those are actually different moves in like the dwerking.
Oh, my Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
World.
Different moves.
Yeah.
As if this is choreographed.
Have you ever helicoptered your things?
No.
I need to know.
No.
Not serious.
Why do people do that?
I don't know. No one's like, woo, please spin it for me. Yeah. It's like a turnoff. I see it and I'm like, I'm going home.
That's like women swinging their tits around in circles.
There is a funny TikTok that does that to music. And her handle is Helicopter Titties.
Oh, my God. Oh, I think I've seen that one.
Yeah, I sent it to you. She's always on the bonnet and the tie-dye shirt.
Oh, jeez.
You want to see she's aggressive? Hysterical. This is fucking aggressive.
What the fuck?
Oh, God. You have to put that up.
Yeah, you're going to have to put that up on our page because that is... Oh, my Jesus. I can't even watch it.
You can't even see anything except for his jiggling stomach. He is pasty fucking white.
And he's a redhead.
Yeah, and he's a ginger.
I can't.
This is not. Is it? What kind of move is this? What is this? The hammer throw?
I would call this the.
The carjack.
Oh, yeah. Put that up on our page for people to see because that's unfucking real.
I would call this ants in the pants because he's like.
He's just thrusting everywhere.
He's like at a concert and there's women everywhere.
he doesn't know which one he wants.
It's like, what do you call that? The metal detector. It's detected. Yes. It's all over the top. It's terrible. That was awful.
That was the worst one I've ever seen. Don't ever show me that again.
And he's doing it shirtless too, which just looks like the sun because he's so white. She's radiating potential.
Tomorrow, our Facebook and TikTok and Instagram are going to be flooded with dorking videos, and people are going to wonder what the hell is going on.
Perfect. Let us see your Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, with that said,
Not for real. Don't do that.
No, we have a dwerk off challenge for our listeners.
What? So
it's that time. We want to see your best dwerk submissions. Props are encouraged. Staplers, pride flags, maybe even an IKEA lamp.
What are they doing with the staplers?
Take the microphone away from Sean immediately.
Themed dwerks are welcome.
Steamed? What the fuck?
Oh, he said themed.
I thought he said steamed.
I mean steamed too if you want.
Oh my
Halloween
God.
Spooky flop, Christmas jingle flop.
Oh no, you're going to put paintings on it?
I mean, that's not what I was thinking, but.
For the Halloween one. Is there going to be
the possibilities are endless.
Oh, Jesus.
And then they're uncircumcised and they're painted like an anteater.
It's not supposed to be out.
This has gone downhill.
Yeah, you
real fast.
Said that they do it. You really think they're all going to be clothed?
Do you know what kind of shit is going to flood our pages? I don't want to see any of it. None.
Unless you're a lesbian. And submit yours too.
No, I don't want them either.
It has to be equally as painful.
If you shake your titties, fine, but I don't want to see you dwerk with a strap on.
We do not want to see any of your appendages out and open and wild and running in the neighborhood. Please do not.
Please keep them covered.
Don't please fucking send them. None. Don't send any of them.
Send them to me.
Send it directly to Sean.
DM. Get it the fuck out of my face.
I'm not opening any of our fan mail. None.
Oh, my God.
I'm in charge of all the fan mail and all the social media replies for the next year and a half.
Our email is going to be so bad.
Listen, something's going to get us to go viral.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this will be like a plague.
And just know that if you do send your videos in, we will most likely have a special where we review them.
On live.
Yes.
I'm not fucking watching them. None of them.
Carissa, your reactions will just be great.
I can see it now.
Carissa passes out. And then we start filming her for OnlyFans while she's sleeping.
Set her up with a Twitch subscription tier.
She passed out, so we need to make money. She can't just fucking sit here. You're going to be pulling your weight.
How much money do you think I could make passed out with the headphones on, podcast gear everywhere?
It's a good setting. It's themed.
$15. You charge extra for that.
Yes. We charge extra for the headphones.
Extra to have the recording gear working while she sleeps. We'll have it on and recording.
It will be muted. We charge extra for the noises, too.
Yes.
Anyway, please be mindful if you feel the need or so compelled to send in your dwerking videos that Sean will review, because none of us want to see it.
Peter's going to recreate the best ones.
I am not.
I'm not looking at anything.
No, sir.
None of it. None of it.
And then Carissa's going to recreate the top five videos.
Oh my God. I'm keeping my shirt on. Just saying.
Helicopter titties.
Never doing that either.
This is so bad.
All I think of with helicopter titties is what, remember Wild Wild West when Will Smith dresses up like the woman who's like,
I forgot about that. So what would be the woman's equivalent? It's not twerking, it would be twatting.
I guess.
How can you throw that around?
You fucking can't. And if you can, go see a doctor.
Maybe my friend from childhood could tell us that.
Oh,
she was able to tug at those bits a lot. So maybe she can throw
that
around.
She could probably fucking throw it around.
If you can make
It's like those sticky hands you get out of the fucking 50 cent machine. That's her twat when she's thrusting it around.
Oh, those sticky hands.
And it gets stuck everywhere.
Just to slap people with the forehead with those.
And then it leaves a little mark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's you do it on the TV, and then it's just like a handprint there.
Extra points if you can make it clap during twatting.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
I don't need to see it, but it needs
send,
to be audible.
Send those videos directly to Peter.
Yes, directly.
Peter will be reviewing the twatting videos.
If it's not audible, it's deleted.
Ew. Gross.
Twatting. It sounds like we're cooking something. I don't know.
It sounds awful. It sounds like some kind of stamp.
It is.
Like, oh, just twat it.
Peter opens one, gets smacked in the forehead.
Still gay. And now mildly disturbed. Mild, not major. Takes a lot.
How the fuck did we get here?
I don't know.
Dwerking.
Dwerking.
I don't even think I know what this episode was supposed to be about other than dwerking. I'm pretty sure it had a topic and we just spiraled away from it completely.
Yes. Oh, also.
Story of our lives. We haven't gotten to talk about shit yet.
Oh, this is a good time to talk about it.
But yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. That sounds gross. But I want to hear it. It's one of those things you can't look away. But you want to. But you need to know how done.
The fact that you want to hear it terrifies me.
Yeah, it needs to be. I don't know. Because you can hear it when someone's dwerking. If they're naked. You can hear it.
How many dwerking videos do you watch where they're naked?
You've seen enough men naked. You know what it looks like when they decide to show it. It makes noises.
If a woman can do this and make noises, I don't ever want to fucking see another woman naked again in my life.
Oh, my God.
Like wings. It has to sound like a morning dove. You know what those are, right? When you guys walk outside and you hear the bird that goes, when it flies away.
Oh, my God.
That's a morning dove. It needs to sound like that. If you can't do that, I don't want to hear it.
Don't fucking send it. Just don't.
Oh, my Lord.
This is fun.
What are we going to do with you? So, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Since we've talked about the flop all episode, basically.
Bunch of flops.
Let's talk about some real-life flops that don't involve ding-a-lings.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Krista, do you have any, like, fitness or wellness flop stories that you know of that have happened recently?
Something, I don't know, flops, like, you mean flopping like falling down or getting hurt?
Yeah, that works.
Nothing's happened to me, thankfully. I hit my head every so often on the barbell. It's obnoxious. Well, the weights are racked in a fucking stupid spot and it's underneath the barbell. So you have to bend over to get the weighted plates, and then you're picking them up to load the barbell, and you always hit your fucking head.
It was clearly made by a man.
It was. It was absolutely made by a man. Because he's a fucking idiot.
A woman would not have designed it that way. She would have hit her head once, and she would have said, we need to fix this shit.
Yes. It's obnoxious. That happens to me all the time.
Actually, I take that back. She wouldn't have hit her head once. She would have said, we're going to hit our head doing it this way, so we need to redesign that.
And there are rings, like Olympic style gymnast rings that hang in the gym I go to. And I don't know, sometimes they're hanging down and sometimes they're tucked away. To be honest, I don't pay attention to where they tuck them away. But I'll go walk over to the stretching area and I always fucking walk into the rings when they're hanging down because I'm just not paying attention.
Yeah.
Nothing too chaotic, but obnoxious, yes.
She's not paying attention to the Nuva rings.
Nuva rings. Oh my God.
No. No.
Yeah.
What about you, Peter? Have you heard of any crazy Florida man stories lately?
Yeah. There was a Florida man that was caught dwerking to get a judge's attention.
Oh my god.
You're fucking lying.
No. I just saw a story for that.
That's gross.
Yeah, and by and I just disturbing. Saw it. I just looked it up.
Was he escorted out of the courtroom after that?
No. He was in the Oh my god. There's a dwerking fail where someone lit their cooch on fire. That's cool.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It says they talked to Jimmy Kimmel and says he filmed the worst twerk fail ever. The girl caught on fire.
Oh my god.
Yeah, her pussy was literally on fire.
Oh my. Pussy's on fire. Yes. Now kiss the flame.
Ew.
Ugh.
I'd rather not. It wasn't audible.
Could you imagine the smell?
Ooh.
Yeah, the smell of burnt pube hair.
Stinky.
And failed ambition.
Rotting flesh.
Ugh.
That was nasty.
Yep.
That was too far.
Sorry. This is just where my brain went.
I haven't been able to verify this story, but I have seen that there may have been a French TikTok star banned from the Louvre for dwerking in front of the Mona Lisa.
Oh, is this Bach?
I'm not sure. Maybe. Because I'm trying to find out if it's true. It's just that I was
there doing it. So it sounds like something Bach would do.
Maybe. When I tried to verify, I couldn't find the video of it. So I'm not 100% sure, but it sounds like something that could happen.
Yeah, definitely does.
So before we wrap things up, let's talk about what you would put in your apocalypse and avocados grind set survival kit. So I personally think that what I would put in the survival kit to get through the week would be.
Wait, are we getting through the week or are we getting through the apocalypse?
Both.
Oh, okay.
That's a different story. Like a week versus an entire lifetime.
Okay, fine. Be more specific. Through the apocalypse.
I got one.
What would you put?
I would put the cotton swabs that you need to do gonorrhea tests through there for the entire apocalypse. You know when people meet up, they're going to just be fucking.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's why I'll have a strap on in mine. And I don't have to worry about that. No, you can't. Not from the strap on.
All the juices. Yeah. All the juices.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll wash it in the fucking Mississippi River if I have to.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to get gonorrhea.
Well, the other something. Person is going to get it, not me.
Gonna get something.
That was slightly racist.
Wasn't supposed to be. You can cut that.
No, it wasn't. Anyway, moving on.
I was thinking more like a ring light forgives all sins if you have good lighting.
Where are you gonna plug it in?
A solar powered ring light. Ooh.
Ooh. No, I don't know. Maybe a lawyer on retainer in case HR catches me dorking.
They're gonna be dead.
It's the apocalypse.
You're ruining all my stuff.
You're not working. If you're working during the apocalypse, you must be traumatized.
Yeah.
Listen, in my line of work, I'm sure that people will still be like calling me. Fix this for me on my social media.
But you said it was supposed to be in your survival kit. Are you going to chop up the lawyer?
Yeah, but it was the grind set survival kit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. All right, that's a different story.
I don't know. I don't have anything. Sorry.
This was as big of a flop as that dworker that was going down his leg.
No, nothing's as big as that. No, the one that was trying to swap bees.
Oh, God. All right.
He was everywhere.
Before we close things out, let's just manifest our next moves. What do you want to do this season, this not necessarily just on the podcast, but like what is a goal that you have? I'm going to become a dwerk influencer and collab with Goop. Dwerk candles.
Now.
I'm manifesting it right now. It's going to happen. Well, call me Gwen.
We're going to set up the OnlyFans in the camera, and I'm going to sleep in different settings and make lots of fucking money.
She's manifesting it.
I am.
I'm going to get some more voices. Yeah.
It's nothing new.
It is new. There's a bunch in there. You're going to add one more, at least.
I'm nervous.
No, but in real talk here. I have been designing our merch that is almost complete, so you should see that drop sometime this week. Be on the lookout for that. I'm sure you'll see 50 million posts go up for it saying that it is live now, but I hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited for the merch too. I already have buyers.
Yes, that will be fun. There are some naughty bits in there. Maybe we'll make some dwerking candles now.
Oh, yeah. For all our flop stars.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But yeah, it will be releasing sometime.
We should get candles. That would be great.
Yeah. There may or may not already be one.
Maybe we need dick and vagina candles.
Smells like wasted youth and crushed dreams.
John and Carissa are not aware. There's been a few that they have seen, but they do not know the extent of what is in the merch catalog coming out.
Nope, can't wait. I'm excited.
I'm excited. I've seen some of the stuff, and it's nice. So do you guys have anything that you want to share with our listeners before we wrap up this first episode?
I have officially dried out. I am no longer sweaty.
I'm so excited that we're back for season two.
Yes. Very much.
More shenanigans and chaos to come.
We made the quarterfinals on America's Favorite Couple, Peter and I. Vote for us and get us to the semifinals.
Yes, get us to the semifinals. One couple decided that they wanted to take it to the next level and started fighting with us, so we need to beat them.
How long does this go on for? I feel like we've been voting forever.
Yeah, too long.
Yeah.
I should have won already.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I thought you won 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah, we won a round 2 weeks ago. No, but we did. Thanks to all of you, we got through the wild card round, and we are back in it in the quarterfinal. So any help and support that you Doom Scrollers Chaos Crew, anything in your dwarking videos can get us, we are much appreciated for it. It is going to be going towards our new studio that will host all of Apocalypse and Avocados. Hopefully give Carissa a nice backdrop for when we're in Europe.
They're leaving me.
Yes.
They're leaving me.
But more on that to come when there's the next Avocados Abroad mini-sode.
Yes, and those mini-sodes, we promise, are all still coming. They just are taking a little more time to get the way we want them.
And Carissa will be having a mini-sode coming out shortly with her fitness.
I will?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
And my first Hard Truth segment will be coming out. Yay.
So yay.
Yeah, they sound so enthused. But, but we want to ask you, go ahead and submit to our either DMs or submit to our email, and we will get some questions answered for you guys live.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe I'll pull out one of the voices. yeah, that's all I got.
I don't know why he said maybe. He's definitely going to do it.
They're always coming out.
They're always talking. They're talking right now. I don't like it. I feel left out.
All right. I guess that kind of brings us to an end. So if you've ever dworked at your desk, flopped in front of the camera, or just needed a reason to laugh at the gay internet, you're one of us. So subscribe, stalk us online, and send us your best dwerk fails. Next episode, we might talk about something productive, useful, probably not.
Yeah.
Until then, keep dwerking, and remember, if it flops, at least it makes it go viral.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.